Kishon Rabos, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem. We're here at Lamed Tes Amud Beis. About five lines up, Vav Bein Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. If you remember, we've been talking about issues that we have with the Dalminim and the Esrog specifically with regards to Shemitah, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. The Mishnah had said that you shouldn't buy an Esrog from an Amaretz. You should really, Amaretz should give it to you for free. We had suggested some issues right there with that. We had pointed out that the esrog is the issue, but a lulav is not. And so we pointed out why was that. So we had the Mishnah, the Gemara had said that lulav is barshishis. The lulav, when you buy in Shemitah, let's say in a couple of weeks, when you buy an esrog, and lulav says, so the lulav is barshishis. It belongs to the sixth year, because we go based on, for trees, we go based on when by the chanata, when the fruit starts budding, when it starts coming out, that's for sure true by trees, which is a lulav obviously by a tree. And so the Gemara said, "Ihachi esrog nami bashishis nechnesed the shviyasi." Aye, so what about the esrog? So esrog basur lekita is laid on. So that opinion had said that an esrog goes based on the picking. That's what time when you pick it. So if you pick it, you know, a day after Rosh Hashanah or a couple days after, right in the year of Shemitah, so then the esrog is a Shemitah esrog, and that is a problem. That's how you can have a scenario where the esrog is an issue of Shemitah, but the lulav is not, because we go based on when the lulav started growing, which is obviously the year before, and we go with the esrog based on when it is picked. Problem is that not everybody agrees to that, and that's where we begin. V'ha bein Rabbi Gamliel bein Rabbi Elazar linyan shvius esrog basur chanata azlinan. Right, regardless of who you hold like, in the following machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Gamliel, both of them agree that an esrog goes based on, the chanata goes based on when it buds, when the fruit starts to emerge. So as the Gemara quotes, right, but it's not, as learned in the Mishnah, esrog shavei le'ilan begimot rachem v'le'yerek b'derech echad. An esrog is like a tree in three ways, and it's like a vegetable in one way. Again, as we pointed out, the tree goes based on when it first starts growing, and the vegetable goes based on when it's picked. So what are the three halachas that an esrog is like a tree? Esrog shavei le'ilan begimot rachem la'orla Ulravai v'leshvius, and that's the important line for us, right? For shvius, for shmita, the esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, in three different halachos. And the halachos of orla, right? The first 3 years of a tree's life, we don't use the fruit. That's orla. Ravai is the next year after orla, is the fourth year, where the fruit has similar properties to Meister Shani, and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And Shvi is obviously Shemitah, or again, it's Shavuot Ilan, right? So it goes based on when it is, when it starts growing, based on the Chanata. Well, Yerek B'derech Echad, how is an esrog similar to a vegetable in one way? Shavashas L'Gitaso Yisuro, that it's Meister status, that the Meisteros, that goes based on when it is picked. As Rashi explains over here, right, we're about to finish up a Shemitah cycle. Right, depending on what year it is in the Shemitah cycle, there are different maestros that have to be given. Right, you always give Truma, you always give Meiser, but in terms of Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, right, in years 1 and 2 you give Meiser Sheni, and year 1, 2, 4, and 5 you give Meiser Sheni, and in years 3 and 6 you give Meiser Ani. So the question is, what year is this fruit that you're taking? Right, I mean, specifically an esrog over here, right, what year is it? That's important to know. So the Gemara says that in terms of the in terms of the Isuro, in terms of Meiser, it goes based on picking. That's different Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, esrog shavei le'ilan chadavar, that an esrog is a tree, is a fruit on a tree across the board. But regardless, right, both of them agree that by Shemitah, it goes based on the chanata, when the fruit buds, when the fruit starts emerging. So it's not that, like we said before, that an esrog goes based on when you pick it, and theoretically you could pick it after Rosh Hashanah, and that's how it's different than a lulav. So Gemara says, so who are we holding like? So Gemara says, who the Amar ki haitana? No, he's holding like this Tana. The Tana is the Rebbeisa. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Avtulmus, Heyid Mishum Chamish Zakenim, Avtulmus testified in the name of five Zakenim, that esrog achalakita la meiser, that an esrog goes based on the picking for meiser, for Rabbi Senu nimnu b'usha, and our rabbis voted in usha. Usha was one of the places where the Sanhedrin went to when it was exiled from Yerushalayim. So the Rav Hosseinu voted in Usha v'Amru bein b'maiser bein l'shvius, and it also goes based on the picking for shvius. So Gemara says, just parenthetically, Shvius man dakar shmei, right? Well, who mentioned Shemitah? We're talking about Shemitah, but they weren't talking about Shemitah, so why do you throw that into the Brisa? So Gemara says, chesiri mechzer ba'achi ketani, because we were missing some words. This is really what the Brisa said. Esrog achar l'kita l'maiser b'achachanam to l'shvius. Really, the Brisa did mention Shvius. We just were missing it from our text. The Brisa said that Esrog goes based on picking for miser. It goes based on when it started to bud, for Shemitah, for Rabbi Hussein in the Usha, and then our rabbis voted in Usha. Remember when they said Esther Basra Lakita Bay Majah Ben Shvius, right? Then they voted and they said that an Esther goes based on the picking, regardless of what halacha you're talking about. Because that's our Shita, that's how we would explain why the Esther could be an issue of Shmias of Shemitah and not the Lulav. Good. Okay, and again, just to mention the halacha, right, we paskin that the Esrog goes based on when it buds for Shemitah purposes. Therefore, if Shemitah issues with the Dalet Minim, come in the eighth year, meaning the year after Shemitah, not the seventh year, which we're about to experience in a couple of weeks. Okay. Now, we said, again, that with the Lulav, right, that is not Shaykh, where you don't have any issues with Shemitah. And that's what the Gemara says. Time to Lulav Bar Shishis. Hanechnas L'Shviyasu. Right? The reason that we don't have any issues, as we explained before, is that the Lulav is considered to be a sixth year Lulav. When you take it in the seventh year, right, and right after Rosh Hashanah for Sukkot, we go based on when it started to sprout. So that's a sixth year. So the Lulav does not have Kedusha Shviyas. That was what we said. The Shviyas Kadosh. But, i.e., meaning the next year, right, the implication from the Gemara is that the Lulav would have Kedusha Shvius. The Gemara says, am I? Why is that true? Eitzim ba'almahu. It's just wood. Ve'eitzim e'behem mishum Kedusha Shvius. Wood doesn't have any Kedusha Shvius. It's the fruit, it's the peros that we treat with Kedusha, not wood. T'tanya l'gulim n'braisa. Alei kenim alei gifanim shegvavan l'chova alpnei asodeh. And if you have these leaves and these vines, the leads of reeds and leads of vines, if you gather them up, right, you know, the chova, it doesn't need an obligation here. It means to keep later, for later. So then, if you gather them up to keep for later, or liktan lechila, if you gather them for food, meaning yesh by mishum kedushas shvius. Meaning depends on the purpose, what you gather them for. Meaning you gather them up to put them to keep them. The question is what your purpose is. If you're going to use them for food, right, for animal food, as Rashi says over here, right, that it said that's also shaykh to Kedusha Shemitah, then they have Kedusha. But look at the, if you're going to buy it, if you're going to gather it just for wood, right, for firewood, so then ain't that mishum Kedusha Shemitah. Right, there's no Kedusha Shvia, so what's with the Lulav? Right, why would you assume the Lulav has Kedusha? So it says, Shani Hazan, Demakra Lachem La'ochla. The Pasuk says that's by Shemitah, yeah. The Pasuk says over here, Vahisa Shavasa Ares Lachem La'ochla. Right, Shemitah should be for you, Lachem for you, La'ochla to eat. Right, Lachem Dumi La'ochla, right? The for you has to be similar to the eating. Right, Masha Misha Na'aso Biuro Shave. But Yatsu Eitzim Shanasan Achar Biuran. What does it mean? Lachem Laochla has to be for you. I mean, the produce should be for you, for eating. So it has to be Hana that's similar to eating. The benefit that you get from the fruits, right? What's going to have Kedusha? Any fruits that you benefit similar to when you eat. Just like when you eat, right? Just the back of the Gemara address. It's a little bit of a strange drasha, but Misha Naso Biuro Shave, right? Dumya de Achila, right? It's compared to Achila, to eating. That what happens when you eat, your hana and the biuro and the destruction of the food happen at the same time, right? You're chewing it, the fruit is gone, right? And it's a, I don't know, it's a date or a fig, right? You chew it in your mouth, you destroy it at the same time as when you eat it, right? So that excludes wood and firewood. That the benefit, the real benefit you get from firewood is after you burn it and use the coals to cook. Very, you know, if you ever do a barbecue, right, the coals after they're simmering hot, right, that's when you you use them. It's not really a great example because that's where just burning off the chemicals, but that they use to make sure it lights. But really, the wood you can use to cook afterwards is the coals. It's not necessarily the fire that you get from the wood itself. So since the hana does not come, the benefit does not come right away, right? So that is not included in the stuff that has kedusha shviyas. I vayke eishim demashkan vanasan ubirin shava. But aren't there, the Gemara says, aren't there these different type of woods that are kind of have like are like oily and you can use them for like a lamp or a torch or whatever? So you are benefiting from them. That does happen at the same exact time when you use it for light. So marav astam eitzim ulasaka. Hain Omdin. My Rabbi says, no, that must be Stam Eitzim. In general, most wood is ready there for firewood, and therefore right, it's considered to be you're deriving benefit at a later time, therefore it's not found in Kedusha. It does not have Kedusha Shvias. There's an interesting Rashi over here, just to point out, just because it's cool. Where is it? I think it's on this line. Hold on. Sorry. If I can't find it, then forget it. I'll just... Yeah, okay, so it's actually on the next line. The next line, the Gemara is about to say, right, that really this whole concept that Eitzim are usually used for firewood and therefore do not have Kedusha Shavias is actually a Machlokas Tanaim. So let's just read that for a second, then we'll show you the Rashi, which is just cool. Where are we? Back in the Gemara now? Right, so the Eitzim La'asaka Tanaihi, and the fact, this thing we assume that regular wood is just, in general, used for burning, that's actually Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanaihi is one of the Reza, in most repairs, B'Shvius L'Mishra V'lo L'Kvosa. Before we get to that machlokas, just the Rashi is here. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskala, Itzim Da Saka Tanai. So Rashi writes, if you look there, it's like six or seven lines down. Rashi says, V'tarachti minurai b'chol tzide shitas ashas li'yoshva kedei kefi divrehem. Basically, Rashi says that his Rebbeim had the girsa of lehasaka, he felt the proper girsa is dihasaka, but again, that's not what I'm interested in. When he says here, Rashi gives like a personal anecdote. He says, "Tarachti minorai, I bothered from my youth, behold, see the shitas ashas, and the entire corners and all of the shas to try to figure out right this proper girsa of enu yachol, and I couldn't figure out. It didn't make sense to me that their girsa would be the correct girsa." And he said he found right, he found another girsa somewhere. And from somebody else, but anyway, you can see that Rashi throwing in like the personal anecdote that he worked on this his entire life. That's what he said. From my youth, I worked on this. I was trying to figure out what the truth was. Right? It's just a tremendous mussar. How often do we work on something from our youth? I can't imagine. Rashi was writing this parish on Masechta Sukkah. I don't know how old he was, but Pasha says he wasn't 12. It must have been many, many years that he worked on this simple girsa, right? It wasn't even like a svara. It's just like girsa trying to figure out Eitzim Da'asaka, Ula'asaka. Okay, fine. Anyway, you can check that out. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, back in the Gemara. Just kidding. Right. We said that Eitzim Da'asaka Tanaihi, and the fact that whether we consider wood to be just for burning, it's actually Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya was one of the Braisa, in motion pairs of Shvius, little Mishra, little Kvusa. You can't use pairs of Shvius, for soaking flax, right? If you want to soak flax with, let's say, wine or oil or whatever, probably not oil, but all right, either way, you shouldn't use pairs of Shvius. The Kvusa, and you can't use it for laundering. Rabbi Yossi says, Mosrin, you can use it for laundering. My time in Tanakama, what's the time? Tanakama's logic, Damar Kalapaz, it says, Lochlav, little Mishra, little Kvusa. But the Tanakama holds that the Pasuk says you have to use it, right? Like we learned before, lachem la'ochla has to be similar to eating, which is different than Mishra and Kvusa, right? By eating, you get the benefit right away as soon as you destroy it, and by the other two, by soaking it, by the flax, obviously the benefit is later on when you turn the flax into clothing or whatever, and also for washing, right? The benefit for the washing is not immediate. It's only for later, right? So my time with Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi shita though? Right, the Makar, the Pasuk says lachem or lachem lachol tzarchechem. Right, that you use anything that you have lachem, anything that's lachem that you use for any purpose. So that's going to have kedusha shviyas, right? If you lemishra lekusa, even if you, what's it called, if you throw it in, right, if you throw it in to do the mishnah, to the soaking, ulechusa, and to do the laundry. So the Gemara says, Tanakama, haksiv lachem, doesn't Tanakama say that's for you, right? So the Pasha says that he agrees, meaning that, what's it called? Meaning, sorry, I explained a little bit inappropriately. Meaning, according to Tanakama, right, in most imperial shavias, the Mishnah Lekuza, you're not allowed to use. Meaning, they have kedusha. You're not; those are not considered permitted benefits for using shavias produce. Rabbi Yossi says no; that you are allowed to use shmita produce for those things, and he uses it from lachem, right, because lachem lachotzachem, that the fruits that have kedusha shavias can be used for anything. Right, while as Tanakama would hold that no, that it only has to be for eating and not for any other benefit that's not like eating. Okay, that's a little bit more accurate. And so the Gemara says, "I have Tanakama haksiv lachem." Doesn't Tanakama say lachem? Right, why doesn't he have that drasha Rabbi Yossi? So lachem dumi de'achila. He's again, as we said before, he compares the two. Right, mishana so birushave. Right, it has to be when you use perishvias. Right, it has to be for something that's similar to eating, i.e., something that when you get the benefit from, that's when you destroy the item. Yatu mishra kfusa shanasan achar biuran, and that would therefore exclude, right, soaking and laundering, because the benefit comes afterwards. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi aksiv laachla. Right, doesn't the pasuk say laachla? So why does Rabbi Yossi allow you to soak and launder with produce of shvias? And we buy la achla v'lo lemelugma. Right, he holds that lemelugma is a type of medicine that you are allowed to, that we're excluding medicine, meaning you're not allowed to use the produce of shvias for a certain type of medicine, but you are allowed, obviously you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to use it for a certain type of medicine. Kidatanya kulunda v'aizel l'achila v'lo lemelugma. Right, that's the drasha. Right, the pasuk says la'achila, and then we darshan out, or la'achla. Right, or the pasuk says, and therefore darshan out. You're not allowed to use perishvias for medicine. So that's omer la'achla v'lo malugma. Oh, you know, ela v'lo lekvusa. Meaning, so the Gemara says, well, why did you see fit to say that you can't use it for medicine? Why don't we just say you can't use it for laundry? As the Gemara says, because you omer lachem, when the pasuk says lachem, arei lechusa amor. It's already mentioned. When it says lachem, that already tells me that you can only use it for yourself. I mean, it has to be that you're allowed to, meaning that you're allowed to use it for all purposes. Right, hama ani mekayim laochla. So therefore, what does the pasuk do when it says laochla that you have to eat it? Laochla v'lo lemalugma. That it will exclude medicine. So Gemara says again, mara isa l'rava sekvusa lohozi esim malugma. Again, where do you get that from? Like, why would you choose to exclude medicine over laundry? So Gemara says, mara bani esekvusa sheshava l'cholo. That's the kicker. That laundry is shaykh to everybody. Right, umotzi es hamalukma deinu shava lechol adam. Malukma, right? If you need medicine, that's only for someone who's sick, right? If you give medicine to someone who's healthy, Baruch Hashem, right? It's not beneficial. And they say that you shouldn't really give antibiotics to a kid who doesn't need it because it causes their ability to fight, you know, to use the antibiotics later in life causes them to be less potent. So right, again, it's all the medicine is only shaykh for people who are sick. So therefore, that's something that we're going to exclude because that's less shoveh, it's less commonly applied across the board. But tachlis is bottom line, right? Rabbi Yossi says, right, that you're allowed to use shmita for laundry, right? You're allowed to use shmita for soaking, and pashas is, Rabbi Yossi would agree that firewood, meaning would be able to, would be also have kedusha shvias. And again, because he doesn't hold that it has to be just for eating. Right? Tanakama says it has to be just for eating. Rabbi Yossi says you can use it for all benefit. And therefore, Pasha says he would agree that the firewood has kedusha shvias. Okay, once we have that, so man tana lahad tana rabanan. So therefore, whose shita is the following? Lach lavlo malugma. Lach lavlo lazilov. Lach lavlo lasos men apik tuvizin. Meaning, the pasuk says la achla, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for medicine. You're not allowed to use it for zilof, which is sprinkling fragrance on the floors, right? They used to, we had the Misach Shabbos, right? They would sprinkle nice smelling either wines or whatever on the floor. Or if you had a dust floor, it would kick up a lot if it was dry. So they had to put water on it. And so if you used it, I assume if you used wine, so then it smelled a lot better. So that's lazilof. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do apictizin, which is a medicine that causes you to throw up. So you're not allowed to use perishvias for those three things. Come on, who's that like? That's karabiosi. That's karabiosi shidat. The rabbanim, because if it was in Tanakama, you can have a mishra chusa, right? The mishra does not mention, the breast does not mention laundry and soaking. So therefore, it doesn't mention laundry and soaking. It must be that we're talking about Rabbi Yossi's shita. Okay, dear Rabban. Right, sorry. Okay, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Ein shvius mis chalalas ela derech mekach." Now, how do you get rid of or transfer kedusha of shmita produce? Like we said, right, I said before yesterday, I think, right, that you can take the right again by the with the whole discussion with the Amaretz, right, you're allowed to say, oh, this produce is the money, right, we're going to take this money to buy back the kedusha from the shmita. So how do you do that? What's the process? In general, or if something is hektish, so you can pay money to the Beis Hamikdash, and you buy back that item, right? If it's your item, you pay 1/5. Extra, but in general, there's a concept of being poda, of redeeming hekdesh. So, what about shmita? So, Rabbi Elazar says that inshvius mischalalas ela derech mekach. You can only do this chilul. You can only quote unquote transfer kedusha. We're going to see in a second that's not really accurate, because by shmita the fruit retain their kedusha, but we're kind of putting it onto money as well. But either way. Basically, that's it's through the purchase, meaning someone has to buy it. Someone else has to buy it, and not only the original owner. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul." You can either do it through a sale or through chilul, which again just simply involves the difference between those two is simply who is doing the paying for the produce. Is it the owner? That would be chilul, or is it someone else? That would be mekach. My time is Rabbi Lazar. What's Rabbi Lazar shita? The Ketiv Pasuk says, Mishnas HaYovel Azos, it says, right again, Yovel, talking about, right, obviously Yovel is the year after Shemitah, it's also Shemitah year. Usamech Lein says, right after that, V'chisim Geru Mimkor, right, and it talks about selling, where is that Pasuk? Simkeru Mimkor, I think Lam Yisecha, I could be wrong, I'm not sure. Okay, either way, it talks about a sale, right, Derech Mekach, below derech chilul, right? It's talking, therefore, that you have to do a sale also to kind of redeem shmita produce. Rabbi Yochanan, my time. What Rabbi Yochanan? The Ketiv Pasuk says ki yovel hi kodesh, right? The year of yovel, right? The fruit is kodesh. Ma kodesh ben derech mekach ben derech chilul. Just like by hektesh, you can do whatever you want. So af shvius, meaning either one is good to redeem the produce. So af shvius na ben derech mekach ben derech chilul, right? You can do for shmita produce. You can do whatever you want. Rabbi Yochanan, hi, ki simkru mimkor, my avibe. Okay, so what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Rabbi Elazar drasha? So mimoyele, he uses that with the Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina for the following. The Tanya was ruined in the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, bo re'e kamakasha avkasha shvias. Come and see how difficult the dust of Shemitah is. Now, this is obviously doesn't mean the dust, literally the dust of the fields. It means that the secondary halachos, the minor quote unquote halachos of Shemitah, are still just very serious, right? You have the word avak, describing kind of like secondary halachos, right? Most famously by lashon hara, that the Chavetz Chaim made famous. That you have lashon hara, then there's something called avak lashon hara, which is kind of sort of maybe might have somehow been negative type speech. It's kind of like avak. So the same thing with Shemitah. Like there's the real halachas of Shemitah, and then there's also avak Shemitah, which is kind of look at Rashi, it's doing Mekach Chomemkar, it's doing business with Shemitah produce, which is, it is still Daraisa, it's a lava ba machal asay, which means it's an iser, you understand, by the fact that the Torah says to do something. The implication is that to not do it is aser. If you look at Rashi over here, he says, where is that? I can never find anything. Right. So the Dibur Maaschot Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So he says it's not an Iker Isser, right? He quotes the Vak Lashon Hara. Okay, a vak ribis as well. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for. But either way, let's get back in the Gemara and keep on going. Meaning, what's this difficulty? What's the avak shel shvius that's so serious? Adam knows if you know to prepare shvius. Person does business with shvita produce. The sov at the end, meaning he's not going to benefit, but mocher es metatlo ves kelav. He's going to end up selling all of his movable possessions. Shenamar as Pasuk says, Bishnas ha'evel azos tashuvu ish l'chudoso. Right, in this type of yovel, you go back to your inheritance. Bishnas v'chlei, and the Pasuk says right after, it's v'chli simkru mimkor l'misecha. Right, you're going to have to sell right all your stuff. Right, and maybe even sell yourself. Right, to be an eved. Right, you're going to lose all that you do. Right, again, the Gemara again just points out that like we learned in Parshas Ekev, right, lo b'shamayim hi, don't think that business is because of your success. Right, here it's counterintuitive. You're doing more business. You're selling more fruit, but it's Shemitah fruit. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause it that you know are going to end up having to sell everything that you own in order to make a living. Because again, the halacha is supreme, and it's not just the more business deals that you can chop. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, high crowd, Rabbi Yochanan, my Abibay. Okay, what does Rabbi Elazar do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? So we buy the Kedatani. Elazar for the following the pasuk says, "Ki uvel he kodesh." What does that mean? Ma kodesh tofes is damav, avshuvi is tofes is damav. Just like kodesh is tofes is damav, meaning that the kedusha of hektish when it's redeemed, right, it goes to the money. So zotu shvius, zotu shmita, right, the kedusha of the shmita is going to go over to the money that is paid for, that is bought, meaning that the money itself, right, can only be used, right, to buy food or to buy stuff for shmita, and the money that you use to redeem the shmita, so that in and of itself also has kedusha. And is subject to the halachos of Shemitah. Okay, Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Elazar, Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, right? We have two braises that support each opinion. First of all, Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Elazar is the braise that supports Rabbi Elazar, because it says, Shvi'ez topsa es tameah, that Shemitah, right, again, it literally means it grabs its money, but at the meaning that, the kesef, the money that is used to redeem the Shemitah, right, it gets the Kedusha. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Ki yovel hi kodesh yalachem, right, it's yovel and it's kadosh. Ma kodesh tofes is dama v'asur, right, af shvi is tofes is dama v'asura, right, just like you're going to do hektish, you're going to redeem the money with hektish, and then you're not allowed to use it for other things. So too, right, again, it's shaykh teme'ila, etc., etc. So too, by Shemitah, right, again, you have to use that money in just the same way you would use Shemitah produce. Ima kodesh tofes dama v'yosei l'chulin. As the Gemara says, 1 second. If you're going to compare redeeming hektish to redeeming kedusha, what did I say? Redeeming hektish to redeeming kedusha shvius. So the problem is you're not going all the way because ima kodesh tofes dama v'yosei l'chulin. Because what happens when you're makdish hektish? When you redeem hektish, so the kedusha goes to the money, and the item becomes chulin, it becomes not kadosh. Right? Av shmias, so maybe so too. Tofes is dumb, avios is the chulin. Maybe the pair of shvias, maybe this shmita produce, should also, right? The kedusha should go to the money, but the fruit should go out and become regular fruit. Right? It should lose its kedusha. So you might have thought that would be true. So it's amalomah, therefore the pasuk says, tihiyeh. Right, it shall be, but you have yasa tehe, right? It has to be as is. Meaning, whenever you redeem Shemitah produce, so the produce still is kadosh. And the money as well is still kadosh. But the produce retains its sanctity. The Gemara says, HaKetzar. How does that work? Right, meaning that way, how does that work? So the Gemara just gives an example to illustrate. Lakach Be'er Shvius. Meaning if you bought meat with, right, there's no money here, right, if you bought meat with Shemitah produce, right, so Elu Velu Mis Abrin B'Shvius, so both of them, not Mis Abrin, it's late, I'm getting a little messed up here, Elu Velu Mis Barin B'Shvius, both of them have to be burned during Shemitah, meaning you have to consume it, you have to eat it, and with all the halakhas of Kedusha Shvius, right, during that year. Lokach basar the basar dogim. Let's say now you took the meat and you bought fish. Yotza basar v'nechzes zu dogim. The fish go in the place of the meat, and the meat is no longer kosher. Kosher is no longer kadosh with shvius. Lokach b'dogim yayin. Let's say now you sold the fish and you bought wine. Yotzu dogim v'nechzes yayin. Now the yayin has kedusha shvius, and the fish do not. Lokach b'yayin shemen v'yotza shemen v'nechzes shemen. Yotza yayin v'nechzes shemen. If you then sold the wine for oil, so then the oil takes the place of the wine, and the wine is not kadosh, and the oil is. Meaning, how does that work? Achron achron nechnas b'shvius. The last thing you bought with all of that, right, all that chain reaction, whatever the last thing you bought is, that is kedusha shvius upri atzmo aser. But and the original fruit, but the original fruit does not lose its kedusha. It stays aser, quote unquote. It stays subject to the laws of Shemitah. And the Gemara just points out, finally, Migidatani Lokach. Lokach, right? What's the case over here? You're selling all of this produce to different people. Right? So Alma Derech Mekach in Derech Hilalo. Apparently we see that you have to do it with a sale, right? That was Rabbi Lazar Shita, that it has to be sold to transfer the Kedusha, or not really transfer, but to make the money or the produce or the items that you buy with the Shemitah produce to make that kadosh as well. Tani Kavaz Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Echa Shviz, Rechaz Meiser Sheni, Meschalan, Al Behem Echai Ve'of. You're allowed to be Meschalan, you're allowed to redeem Shemitah produce or Meiser Sheni stuff. Whether you're redeeming it on an animal, ben chayin, ben shchutin, whether they're alive, whether they're dead. Div Rabbi Meir, Shita, Rabbi Chachamim say, though, Chachamim omrim, al shchutin mischalin, al chayin in mischalin. You can only do it if the animal is shechted. Gzer shemel yigdal mehenadarim, because we're concerned that maybe you'll take a live animal and you'll start raising flocks, meaning you'll keep it after the Shemitah year, right, and that's what we pointed out yesterday, right? You're not allowed to do that with the Shemitah produce, with the Shemitah money, but anyway, the proof here for Rabbi Yochanan is that it says Mischalan, you're allowed to be Mischalal, that's right, again, referring to the person, the owner himself, right, sending, giving money to redeem it, so that you see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is possible as well. Okay, Shkoyah Gadol Rabosu, we'll go by there in Shas tomorrow, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.